Juicebox is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Sexy in Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
Rifling hand across the land veins. I do recall you standing there beside me, my friend. When I killed an innocent man to catch our land. Well, did you try to stop me there? Plus per week just to get some food to eat. You were the mother of our children, and I gave her all our money so the night would not end. And you cried that pain, and I cried.
welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. You were just listening to a little bit of Greg Cockerill, who actually will be on the boat tomorrow night, because if you want to go to Beauty in the Boat, you can find out a little bit more about the Beauty Night Society. And for those of you who want to come out and support a really great cause and have a really good time, listen to some good music, have some fancy wines, and doll up, as we all like to do in Vancouver because it's super important, and maybe peruse the auction items and perhaps have your eyes look across the room. Take a nice deep inhale and smile, then look away, then look back again. You might see somebody that could be kind of special in your life. You never know what's going to happen. So why don't you try? Why don't you dress up, feel good about yourself, and see what could possibly happen, because you never know. I've got Gwen Webster from the Beauty Night Society on my show tonight, and we're really excited because Beauty in the Boat, which is an evening at sea with Greg Cockerill, is happening tomorrow night. Cockerill, I have been told, is happening tomorrow night. Sorry, Greg, if you're listening to this podcast or if you're listening live right now on CITR.ca. I'm sorry I mispronounced your name, but I did play your song, your first one, which I thought was really cool. And I think you're pretty sexy. So hopefully we'll get to see you in person tomorrow night, because he's a good looking guy, ladies and gents out there. And yeah, it's all in the name of supporting a good cause, because Beauty Night Society, as we had Gwen on a couple weeks ago when we talked about the All I Want for Christmas fashion show, is a really good social investment, which is very, 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 very important. So welcome to the show, Gwen.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back and to be telling our viewers who did come out, listeners, to December 3rd about our event tomorrow night.
I think it's going to be a really great, fun time. It's interesting because on I had a great time, obviously, on thank you for letting me MC with Adrian Lindsay. That was a really, really fun event. And I know the contributions are still coming in. There were a lot of auction items that we're still waiting to for people to pay for. So I know we don't have a total from that event yet. But I think it was really great. Malcolm Perry actually covered it in The Sun, which I saw that. It looked really good. And I was in that picture, which I saw it and kept it and clipped it.
And you looked hot.
Thank you.
Yes. No, that event like met all of our expectations. It went amazing, and thank you for coming out. We had a blast, and I know a lot of you showed up, which was a lot of fun. And tomorrow night, I hate to say it, Caroline, but it's actually going to be bigger and better.
Do you really think so? Is it because I'm not emceeing that it's going to be better?
Well, it is a different type of event, so I don't know. Maybe it's just the Christmas spirit in me, but I'm looking forward to being out on sea, the caroling ships around us, and Greg Cockerill. He's my number one right now. He's hitting the radio waves. A lot of stations are playing him, and he's an up-and-comer. He's an up-and-comer, and like you said, he's hot.
He is hot, and he's got an interesting sound. I know he sounds a little bit like Blue Rodeo, and he is from Alberta. He also, to me, sounds a little bit like David Gray. So if you Twitterers out there, you can tweet at Sexy in Van City and tell us what you think about Greg Cockerill. Cockerill, am I saying it properly? Please feel free to pronounce
me. Anyone who is going to be messing up with the Cockerill name, it's going to be you.
Well, it's got cock in it, so yes.
I know. And, you know, considering the contents of this show, we couldn't have a more appropriate name.
Well, I think it's a really good opportunity, especially if you are single or if you are part of a couple, to have a date night. I know there's a lot of our friends that are going out there tomorrow night that are couples, which I think is really romantic, because I think it's important if you are in a relationship that it is important to take that time, whether or not you've got children, to make sure you leave them at home for the night and actually take that time to spend a little bit of time listening to some good music, maybe perusing the auction table, and you never know, perhaps even bring somebody home with you besides just the auction items, which is nice because they'll have to pay for it before they actually get off the boat. But it's all for the name of charity. So tell me a little bit more about Beauty Night Society before we encourage people to come on the boat, and no pun intended.
Oh, Caroline.
I know. I'm proud of you.
Right before I speak, I have to start blushing. I hope they come on the vote.
I hope they do, too, and raise lots of money for the charity.
Exactly.
More money, more mission.
Beauty Night Society, which was founded by yourself 9 years ago to Tuesday. We are in our 10th year.
Yeah, well, starting our 10th year because we just completed our 9th.
And, you know, our mission statement, we provide marginalized women and children, underprivileged is another word, women and children, the tools to make positive lifestyle changes. And in Vancouver, we're heavily focused on the downtown east side. Mm-hmm. We have seven nights a week, programming. But we're also in Toronto, Prince George, Victoria, and many other cities across Canada. And you can always look us up, beautynight.org. And donate or volunteer your time. We need both.
Yeah, it's really important to contribute and finding a cause that makes you feel really, really good. And I think I'd like to think that Beauty Night is something that people see in terms of value that it's really worth getting involved with. So I hope you get involved. That's beautynight.org. And I hope we get to see all of you out on the boat tomorrow night because I think it's going to be a really fun time. And you never know where that's going to take you.
Can I give some details on
it? Please do. I want to hear all the details. You know me. I'm a gossip hound. Please give me details. This is the show to spread all that stuff on, especially when it's sexy, which people are going to be dolled up. And I want to hear about what your dress looks like, too. But you might not.
I really don't think they should have named Facebook Facebook. It should have been Caroline.com. you know what? Tomorrow night, we start at 7. Don't be late. Go find the Bridges restaurant. Go down below. If you haven't bought your ticket, we might let you on, but it's going to be a full vote. So why don't you give us a shout or email info@beautynight.org, and we can tell you how to get on the guest list. And we might even give away some tickets tonight, if you're lucky, if we're generous.
I think we could afford to be generous. For those of you who are listening, if you could tweet at Sexy and Van City Radio and Beauty on the Boat. Just tweet that. Tweet it out. Tweet it loud. Tweet it clear. Tweet it to everybody so they can all hear. It's very, very important to get that message out because you never know. It could be a really sexy, wonderful time for somebody out there. So I think it's really important, and it might be a really good date night. You never know. It could be super sexy.
But those singles in Van City are welcome to come out too because, you know, on December 3rd, we made a lot of matches happen.
We did.
And that's what we promised. So you never know. We've still got some singles available.
That is true. We had a lot of really sexy people out on December 3rd. It was quite fascinating, actually. My boyfriend. I'm actually dating
your
now.
Boyfriend?
Yes, I have a boyfriend these days. Listeners, I can't believe I'm admitting that on air.
I can't believe you're admitting it on air.
Me neither. My boyfriend was actually really sweet about it and just made a comment about the fact that there were so many gorgeous women in the area. And it was interesting because they were all confident, sexy, wonderful women who are coming out to support such a great cause because they want other women to feel really empowered and feel really good. So they thought it was a worthwhile investment of their time. And he was teasing me a little bit about the fact that he dates me because of the fact if he was single, I'd be a really good friend to have because I know where all the really pretty women are that are confident and feel really good about themselves. Because even within our pool of volunteers, we've got some really amazing, smart, beautiful, talented, wonderful women, who many of which will be coming out tomorrow night. Some will be bringing their partners, others will be bringing like-minded friends, which usually have very similar value systems, because usually we tend to have friends that have similar value systems, so it's really important. So we're going to take a really quick short break, and when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about Greg, and I might play a song or two, and then we're going to get a little bit more deeper into the sexy stuff. So again, if you tweet at Sexy in Van City, Beauty on a Boat, you may win tickets for tomorrow night. Just make sure you're going to be on the boat by 7. You're going to dress up, and you'll have to wait and see what my dress looks like, we might need to post some pictures on sexyinvancity.com because you never know. And perhaps I will actually start blogging again. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about opening up your relationship. So perhaps if you are coming out, whether or not it to be to our event tomorrow night or whether or not it be to another event around town, how to meet someone in Vancouver, how to pick somebody up, how to actually make it lasting, and if you are in a relationship, if you're choosing to open up and swing a little bit, how to do that in a safe, healthy way. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We are going to be right back.
I'm going to practice our continental way of being. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Hopefully dining at the Sag is a little less formal.
The Honor Roll season one. Get mahi rolls, rice bowls, and bento boxes made fresh all day. Don't forget to ask about our party platters. Located in the basement of the sub, the Honor Roll Sushi Bar is open Monday through Friday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Sure.
Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. That was a little bit more of our Greg Cockrell, and that was his song Pretty, which I thought was very appropriate since we were talking before the break about the Beauty Night Beauty on the Boat fundraiser and Evening at Sea with Greg Cockrell. And am I pronouncing his name right yet?
You're getting his name, finally.
Am I? So I'm not putting an H in there?
I think you are just enjoying the name. And you secretly know how to say it. You're just enjoying it.
I am. I just like having the way it feels in my mouth, actually, when I say it. It's kind of a really kind of cool, sexy thing. So, and he's kind of a cool, sexy guy. I wish we had him on the show tonight. But since we don't, hopefully all of our Vancouverite listeners out there are going to be coming out to the show tomorrow night and can go check it out. Because what a better way to spend your evening than basically at sea on a yacht with 80 of your closest friends and listening to some good tunes from a Canadian artist, Greg Cockrell, and looking at some really sexy people, looking at some really awesome auction items, and raising some money for a really good cause, which, as Gwen was saying before the break, by the way, in case you're tuning in right now, I've got Gwen Webster, who's the co-chair of the Beauty Night Society, on my show tonight, and we are going to be doing Beauty in the Boat. And before the break, we're talking about the fact that anywhere in Vancouver, I personally think, is a good way to pick people up. One of our listeners did ask, and I was hoping she'd be calling in tonight at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Because she'd sent me an email asking about how to pick up people in Vancouver. And in particular, in her case, it was because of the fact she's been in a relationship for several years and was curious in terms of what my advice are, where to pick up somebody. And I asked in terms of, well, what are you looking at? And she told me that she and her partner had put an ad on Plenty of the Fish, which is an online dating site, plentyoffish.com. In case you haven't checked that out, it's an interesting dating site. You can put up a free ad. And I didn't get to ask any of the basic questions, which I'm hoping that our listener will email in or will send me a Facebook message in regards to this. But my questions in regards to if you're putting an ad up because that's what you want, really state your criteria. And it starts with chatting with your partner right from the get-go. What is it that you want in terms of the word threesome, if that's something you want, or couple swapping, all those types of terms? They have a variety of different meanings to that. Because to some people, a threesome is where you have somebody else in your relationship with you, where it's more of a polyamorous thing, where it's more than a just one-time occasion. Other times, it can be where you've actually got somebody there, but you have to gauge those rules. Like, is what's okay? Is kissing considered cheating? Do you have a code word? There's all those kind of questions. So number one, establish what a threesome is to you. Is there actually penetration in terms of intercourse? Number one. Number two, if you're not comfortable with something, even if you talk to your partner and say, I think this would be really great to try, and it doesn't feel very comfortable, having a code word so you can just stop, and making sure all three people in that environment know about it. Three, if you can tell that third party, what you're expecting of them so they know what they're getting into before you get in there. And again, letting them know what the code words are too. So again, that everybody feels comfortable and it's safe. Four, practicing safe sex, because that's really integral. Because even if you and your partner have been monogamous and have been together for a long time, when you bring in a third party, it can be a completely different experience. And you don't know where that person's come from unless you are doing your standard thing of waiting for at least 6 months before actually going and getting tested to make sure that you're healthy and happy, and you can have sex without condoms. Because personally, I think you should always have sex with condoms. It's really important, unless you are trying to have babies. It's important to take care of yourself and make sure that you can be safe, and I think it's really important. And safety is some of those things that you need and want, making sure that you can take care of both of you. Because ideally, if you're having a threesome, it should be a way to enhance your relationship. It shouldn't be taking away from that. And you need to ask yourself, why are you having this threesome? Is it because of the fact you are looking to fulfill something that's not being fulfilled in the relationship? Are you bored because you've been together for several years, maybe like 10 years or whatever, and you're just not as into the other person? Or perhaps you're not getting your needs met because you've gotten complacent, but either of you have, and you want to spice things up. And there's different ways to do that. So really try and look at other things before you bring another entity into that, because that can affect your health. It can affect your safety. It can also affect the sanctity of your relationships, because once you do have a threesome, there's no going back. Not at all. You are just having to move forward, and you have to ask yourself, are you comfortable with this? Because there's a lot of different things that could happen if you don't have a solid relationship, where again, it comes down to asking yourself, what is it that is prompting you to experiment in this way? And I really believe in sex positivity, but you really have to ask yourself, why are you doing this? What do I want to get out of this experience? How is this going to affect my relationship? And for each relationship and for each of you in that relationship, it's going to be a different answer. So that is something that you really need to think about before you even decide to embark on having a threesome. And as I was mentioning before, it's very important to think, what does that constitute in terms of a threesome? Is it two guys and a girl? Is it two girls and a guy? Or would you like to experiment with both? And what types of things are safe and comfortable? Are things like just kissing, is that something that's safe and comfortable? Practicing oral sex, is that really, really key? Talking about protection, those types of things, like are fondling, stroking, touching, tasting, licking, all those things, are those things that you want to have as part of your relationship? If those things are not, you need to talk about this, and you need to talk about it before you get involved. If you're into BDSM, which for those of you who are not familiar with what BDSM is, that's bondage, dominance, oh my goodness, BDSM, submission, and masochist. And with that, really making sure that you ask, like, what are your code words? And it's the same thing with that, you know, what levels of pain can you handle? What is okay? What is not okay? And really deciding, because even if you've experienced these things with somebody else, you need to make sure you talk to your partner. And even if you've had a threesome before, again, checking in with your partner at this stage of the game, and what does that mean? So we're going to take a really quick short break. When we get back, we're going to talk about picking people up in Vancouver and things that you can do and spice up your sex life a little bit in terms of that. But again, it starts with talking about what is that you want, how do I get it, and how do I communicate this with my partner? What do I need? What do I want? You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. We are going to be right back. And in terms of if you have had some endeavors before, you never know. We're going to listen to a little bit more of Greg Cockerill. And if you are tweeting right now at Sexy in Van City, or if you're on Facebook, you can actually tap into the Sexy in Van City group and just say Beauty on the Boat and send me an email through that. Thank you very much. We will be back in a moment.
Demo, but it grooves too slow. Oh. But I'm seeing red. Which way to go, which way to show? It's the worst day.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
And we are back at Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Okay, so for those of you guys who are wanting to find everything in Vancouver, it is really, really important to be open about things. I think it's great if you are going to put an ad out on something like Plenty of Fish. It's really imperative in terms of knowing what you want. So when you place the ad, you say what it is that you want. Do you want a couple? Do you want an individual? Ideally, if you can have a picture, and I know sometimes in terms of sexuality, especially if it's a one-time thing, you may want to, because you've decided, you've had your talks, you've decided you're going to go for it. With that, you need to actually decide, how am I going to word this? And really taking that time to write that ad, having one of you write it perhaps. And I usually personally think it's important for both people in the couple to find them attractive. But usually if it's a same-sex thing where you're actually going to be engaged, so for example, if it's two girls plus a guy, that the girl gets to choose the other girl. So then that way there's not as much jealousy, hopefully, and hopefully things will be comfortable and safe and really establishing the rules right from the get-go. And if it's two guys, if they can pick them so they feel comfortable, making sure everybody is attracted to each other, I think that's really, really, really key as well. Making sure that they know what's going on. And then as well as that, when you are putting that stuff out there, actually put it in your ad. Just be really honest about stuff where it's like, you know, cute Kitsilano couple, which, you know, 30-something or whatever, who really is really into getting involved, trying to meet somebody, if you're smokers, all that stuff. Just letting people know. And again, if it's a one-time thing, and try to make it seem like it's something that they want. So even though you're saying what you want, what's in it for them? Because, I mean, if you're just using them as a sex object because you want them to perform oral sex on you and you're not going to give them anything, well, I mean, unless they're orally fixated, I can't see them actually getting seriously involved. And, of course, there's something for everyone, but that really limits your choices. So really think about it. What is this other person going to get out of this, too? Because, again, it is an ad. So, and even with that ad, it's kind of nice. It's almost like your 30-second pitch. It's kind of like the Dale Carnegie school of thought, where you need to figure out what is it that we want. It's like, you know, we're a Kitsilano couple. We want to get together. We want to have a good time. We want to have some fun, and we want to get together with you because we think you're really super cute, and just keeping it really casual. Some of the places that you might be interested in checking out in terms of finding open-minded people who may be comfortable, perhaps are at things like Art of Loving, for example, has a lot of workshops. Sometimes they have their hug parties, places that you might actually get to meet somebody. That's somewhere in Kits, which they've got some great toys as well, and a lot of really beautiful art in their store. So that might be a really good opportunity. I don't believe there's any of their parties in December, but that might be a good place to start in terms of actually, again, meeting like-minded people and asking people. It's just like, you know, I'm kind of want to explore a little bit, and we are really comfortable. So that would be a really good place to start in terms of that. There are swingers clubs as well. There is Club Eden, which is out in the valley. And sometimes they do have nights out in New West as well. And with that, again, just making sure you establish the rules beforehand. And if you are choosing to indulge when you're there, again, it starts with anything else. It starts with body language, making eye contact with that person across the room and just smiling at them, being friendly, making sure that there actually is a connection. Number one, watching your own body language to see if are you open. Or are you all arms crossed, legs crossed, and head down? So really deciding what is it that you want. So those kinds of things. If you are into BDSM, perhaps there's the Dungeon, and there's other organizations as well that you might want to call, perhaps visit, and agree basically to check it out. Make sure with your partner, if you are going out looking to pick somebody up, that it starts off in terms of that you're comfortable with each other. Again, reminding each other that you love each other. This is what you're getting into. If you're just two friends who are getting involved, again, being really brutally honest with each other. And why are you doing this? And again, what do you want to get out of this? So, because sometimes when friends are doing the friends with benefits thing, sometimes there is something else that they do value and they do want to see what's going on there. So, again, being brutally honest. It starts with honesty, and it starts with timing. And so the time to be honest is right before you do this, when you're actually talking about it. So perhaps when you're watching a sexy movie, perhaps something like 9.5 weeks or something, as everybody knows, is something that I think is really pretty. But with that, starting off and actually going, honey, I really think that could be really beautiful if, and starting it off that way. So it's not threatening in any way. And actually just gently touching them, gently stroking them, and gently saying, darling, I think this would be really beautiful if... And starting it that way, and just keeping it really open-ended. A same thing if you're looking at erotica, or perhaps you're at a shop like Women's Wear, Art of Loving, or maybe you've got Laska coming over from Sex Ed with a Twist, where you're looking at toys, and it's like, this would be really lovely. So perhaps you are into two men, and it's with that where you might want to look at anal beads and things like that if you're talking about double penetration, things like that, just to make sure you're super comfortable. But just starting it off with that. And there are toy parties at places like the Art of Loving. Other places that you can go, because I think you can meet somebody anywhere. It's a matter of going out to do it. You can meet people online, but again, people decide whether or not they like you within the first 10 seconds when they take a look at you. 90% of information is transferred from what we see and 10% from what we hear. So if the picture doesn't match up, we stop listening. So in light of that, when you put that in terms of online dating, it's difficult in a lot of ways. Sometimes online dating saves time because you can put in that ad everything you're looking for. But at the same time, in that regard, if you are not really 100% sure what you want, or you're not sure how to breach it. And the other thing too is doing it in a casual way so it's not creepy. So when you are picking somebody up, again, starting enough with the eye contact, the smiles, and just chatting to people where it's just really comfortable, inviting them over for having a drink, just like you would, and picking up anybody. And just telling them where it's just like, we think you're really pretty, or we think you're really cute, and this is what we're thinking, and just being really honest, where it'd be like, you know, we'd love to bring you home with us. We think you're really good looking, and we'd like to get involved. We'd like to play. I'd love to run my hands, and just being really gentle. And again, really reading body language. Is that person, when you approach them that way, are they starting to look away and they're starting to get uncomfortable, or do they look like they might actually be into it? And again, being really careful, especially if it is something like a one night stand, which I do recommend that this is a little bit of a longer process where you actually take that time to get to know somebody a little bit. So you're not bringing a total complete stranger to your home, or if you, because again, it comes to personal safety. You don't know if this person's a complete psycho, and this goes for online as well. Again, you don't know who this person is that you may be bringing into your home. So practicing safety at all things, thinking of perhaps using dental dams if you're practicing oral sex, anal sex, same thing, making sure there's lots of condoms, lots of lube, being really, 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 really careful. We're going to take a really quick short break, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some fun things that you can do in threesome. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Sexy in Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Okay, so we talked about just really exploring what you actually want in terms of threesomes, because this show, at the top of the hour, we are talking about Beauty and the Boat, and playing a lot of Greg Cockerell, who is going to be performing for the Evening at Sea and raising money for Beauty Night Society. But since then, we have transgressed and focused in terms of how to open up your relationship. One of the key things is making sure that your relationship is strong enough to sustain this, because it can be a make or break. As I said earlier, this is something that you can't go back from. If you have a very strong, healthy relationship, hopefully by opening things up, it will keep things solid and strong. But again, you really need to have that very strong communication skill with your partner and make sure that you are taking care of them in so many different ways, because you never know. So sometimes in terms of with your partner, it can start off when you are actually getting involved and perhaps watching things like taking a look at erotica, reading stories. If you are into pornography, that is something that you can look at. Or you can look at sexy erotic movies like that are a little bit more mainstream, things like 9 1/2 Weeks, Wild Orchid, those kinds of things. And just taking a look and seeing what there is out there where you can see things that you like, do you want to be blindfolded where you have multiple pairs of hands all along your body? Perhaps taking a visit at somewhere like Club Eden and actually getting a chance to take a look at other couples and seeing what do they do and how do other couples do it. Chatting to other friends who are couples who are interested in getting involved in terms of that and being really honest where it's like, yeah, this is somewhere we'd like to explore. And perhaps either doing it with another couple where it may not be that couple that time, where perhaps the female of the couple might want to do it again, if the other person can watch, that could be something really interesting. Again, it's really opening up the possibilities and seeing what is there, what is possible. Because that was one of the things my listener who wrote in had said, is the fact that when they were on Plenty of Fish, it was all couples. It wasn't any single women. And the question is, how does that work? And how is that going to affect? And what defines cheating? What is comfortable? For some people, what constitutes a threesome is actually watching the two people together, whether or not it's a girl and a guy, a girl, boy and a guy, or two girls just together and the third person watching. In the movie Young People Fucking, that was something that came up, where the boyfriend was actually watching his roommate and his girlfriend taking care of each other. And it was a really interesting movie because, again, they did talk about a lot of things, but they didn't talk about everything. So that was one of the things that was really important to find out in terms of that. And that discussion ended up happening when the roommate is there. And you got to really think about it in terms of, if it's another person, how are you going to feel about this? Is this going to feel good? Is this going to bring up any insecurities that you have about yourself, about the relationship? And how are you going to move forward from there? And are you going to feel this is cheating? Because sometimes people don't talk about these things. The couples that I know that are usually the most solid with this have been together for a long time, or have been really comfortable in terms of the lifestyle for a very long time and are all right with that. So again, really, really thinking about that. And in terms of with Vancouver, I think you can meet people anywhere. It was interesting because before the show, we were just down at the gallery at UBC campus, and Gwen and I were actually chatting to a couple of the guys about the fundraiser tomorrow night, and it was quite interesting where they said Vancouver is actually a really difficult city to pick people up. And perhaps it is, but I think in terms of intention, if you put the intention out there where this is what I want and I find you really attractive and this is what is working for us and is this something that you'd be interested in, as long as you can make that really clear, really concise, and it's somebody you actually really get along with, that would be the best way to do it. If it's a stranger, if it's somebody that is a friend that you are really comfortable with, again, really thinking about it, how is this going to change the friendship? And making sure if you do choose to do that, it's light enough that it's not going to ruin your friendship, where they perhaps can give some advice about all of this. So I'm hoping that that gives you a little bit of food for thought, pun intended, in terms of what you can do in terms of threesome. And in terms of that, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. We are going to be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. And in terms of everything, I hope you really think about what you're going to get your sweetheart for Christmas if you are in a relationship, and if you're single, really thinking about that as well. What do you need? What do you want? Doing those things, those special gifts for yourself, which all of you, whether or not you're in a relationship or not, should be doing for your top 10 checklist, which number one, you want to make sure you book an appointment for January with your doctor to make sure you can get tested for everything, all your STIs, as well as that too with your doctor, making sure you have just a full physical, just making sure you do that and make sure you're comfortable. Three, reevaluate your relationship if you are in one, and what is it that you love about your partner, and really thinking about those things. Number four, making sure if you're not in a relationship that, again, you reevaluate what is it that you think you want. Because sometimes what you want and what you need are two totally different things. And things do pop up. The book How to Get the Love You Want from Dr. Harville Hendricks says some really interesting things about how we fulfill our needs from childhood through that were not met through our relationships. So again, knowing what those needs are really important. Number five, learning about how you need to be served. And I don't mean just sexually. I mean in terms of the five languages of love. It's really, really imperative in terms of knowing, do you need physical touch? Do you need gifts? Do you need acts of service? Do you need words of praise and acknowledgement every day? All those types of things, because that fuels every relationship in your life, whether or not you are in a romantic relationship or not. 5, reevaluating your sex life in terms of what are things that you really enjoy. If you are getting complacent, looking at trying a couple new things and thinking about how you can talk to your partner about that so you can find out how to please your partner in a really happy, healthy way. 6, reevaluating things you've done in the past in terms of your sex life, and perhaps, you know, going a little bit retro, and sometimes perhaps getting a deck of the Kama Sutra cards and actually pulling out a card and saying, hey, this is a position we want to try. Or one of those board games that you can pick up at the Art of Loving might be a really interesting thing. 7, in terms of creating date nights where every month at least, preferably every week if it's possible, where you actually establish a date with your partner. And if you don't have a partner, doing that with loved ones, so that way you are getting your love in your life in terms of that time where you can take that time and really acknowledge someone. If you are in a relationship, making sure that you remember what you value about your partner. And remembering one of those reasons that you fell in love with them. Because a lot of the times, especially as women, for you women listeners out there, sometimes we try and change our men. And we do that by forgetting who they are and not acknowledging who they were, that person we fell in love with. Even though, yes, men and women do evolve, but sometimes we change our perception of them. We take them for granted. And when we do that, you've got to remember all those wonderful things that you fell in love with. If you forget about those things and start taking them for granted, some other woman or some other man out there will be seeing them and will be treating them that way too. So again, making sure that you actually do take that time to take care of someone. And with that, everyone, I will be chatting to you next week, because it is very important for you to enjoy your Christmas. So if you are going to be coming out tomorrow night, I will get to see you. If not, I hope I get to see you very, very soon. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. Up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour, and he is a very, very sexy man to be miserable with. So I am hoping that we do hear from you. And I am actually going to put a little bit of happy music on. I'm going to put a little bit of The Cure's Just Like Heaven, because I think that'd be a really nice way to wrap the show. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9, as I keep saying. And we will chat to you soon. Have a great night. Oops, as Caroline does technical difficulty.
oceans to see the world's yours, just like a dream. Just like a dream. Me into shape. I must have been